ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI has an 18-year-old from Idaho under arrest on charges he was planning to attack local churches. Agents say Alexander Mercurio was inspired by the ISIS strike at a Russian concert hall last month. His arrest coming at the last possible minute, says former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett.
Typically in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack. And the FBI, apparently through an informant, actually did that.
Today is sentencing day for James and Jennifer Crumbly, parents of the Michigan mass shooter who killed four fellow students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors are recommending between 10 and 15 years behind bars. The parents charged with involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the killings. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to make its final decision on absolute immunity for Donald Trump in his election interference case. This is ABC News. Officials in Cambodia are now investigating reports of YouTubers abusing monkeys at the Angkor Wat site. Some have been doused with water, the monkeys anyway, others touched inappropriately there. Tennessee, now the latest state to push ahead with new rules requiring parents to give permission before kids can get a social media account. The state Senate giving its approval to a new bill, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Utah have all passed measures requiring parental consent for children to use social media, though Arkansas's version is currently blocked as a federal lawsuit makes its way through court. Georgia sent a proposal to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature or veto last month. The Tennessee Senate approved its version with some changes, so the state House must approve them before it can go to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Several sources tell Reuters that Tesla is scrapping plans for an entry-level vehicle, sometimes dubbed the Model 2. Elon Musk is disputing the story. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Give the entryway to your home a brand new look with Larson Doors, now at Menards. Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. The Lakeview Storm Door features a screen-away retractable screen that disappears when not in use. It's on sale now through April 14th. Save big money on Larson Storm Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were losing 8-0 last night in Cincinnati when Milwaukee second baseman Bryce Turang came to the plate top of the fifth.
Turang out to right center. Does it have enough to get out of here? Onto the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Bryce Turang, his first of the season.
Valley Sports Wisconsin. The crew would add another six more runs, but still ended up losing to the Reds 10-8. The Brewers committed four errors, two from Joey Ortiz, who was playing third base, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough.
NBA, the Bucks and the Celtics. Boston has now won eight of their last 10 games. They are the number one seed, 15 games ahead of the second place Bucks. Milwaukee looking to snap a four-game losing streak at home tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 39. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 68. It's going to be cloudy, showery, and a bit cooler Thursday with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 7:06 in the morning. Beautiful morning out there, 38 in Green Bay, 43 in Hampton, 40 in Oshkosh. It's our very, oh, by the way, I'm destroying you in the poll. Okay. Have you ever gone to a dump to watch the Bears forage? Yes or no? Yes, 75%. No, 25%.
I can't believe that.
Jill, did you ever go to a dump to watch bears forage?
Do you even know what that means?
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. Right. He's talking like have you ever been to a Packer game?
I mean, Jill's a city girl. She's from Green Bay. She's city.
But I'm from the country. We never did that.
Okay.
Either.
Well, they probably came in your backyards out there where you're from.
Well, yeah,
the wild.
But still.
So John's talking about, have you ever gone to the dump?
No.
Right. So, and then he goes.
Am I missing out?
You don't know. No, not at all.
I got a lot of cool stuff.
He makes these assumptions. So everybody's been to the dump. How many people went to see Bears Forge, whatever that means? And I'm like, Johnny, first of all, not everybody's been to the dump. You know, I'm like Jill. Anyway, Jill, you've done extremely well. We're going to talk about
Jill Bassett, Clay Bistro. This is our small business, or Todd, give me, I always get the title wrong.
Small business spotlight.
Small business spotlight. Although yours isn't a real small business with Play Bistro, but what we try to do, like I was explaining, we love having people on that are first-time entrepreneurs, like the guy down there at Smash Burgers who his first food truck blew up on him and he, you know, had to be flown to the hospital. And then the other people, you know, that have been...
I just want to say, Jill, he went right back at it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? That is awesome.
But you can you kind of feel that?
Oh, hell yeah.
And,
yes.
Right. And then I want these young entrepreneurs to hear somebody like you, who people must look at your place, go into your place, say, oh, I could do this.
Right.
Oh, she's got it made. Oh, and to learn what we like to do in business is pull back that curtain in the Wizard of Oz and see what it's really like. So that's why I wanted to have you here, because you guys have been doing so great. And give a little background, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, my name is Jill Bassett. I'm born and raised here in Green Bay. And I opened Play in 2007. Prior to that, my experiences, I have a marketing degree. My parents made me get a job when I was 15, and the only industry that would hire a 15-year-old at the time was the restaurant industry. And so I started off bussing tables, hosting,
Let me ask you to back up a little bit, though. What was your first real money you ever made? Because this is a good story. Go ahead.
Babysitting. When I was 11 years old, I took the babysitting course from the Red Cross my parents made me take. And then you can put your name on a list there, and I got my first babysitting job, and I made
$11. Okay.
And I went
to the mall and you blew the whole thing.
Nope. I came home and I was so excited. I showed my mom that I made $11 and she said, that's great. She's like, I'll take $5.50 and you get $5.50. And I'm like, what? You can't have $5.50 of my money. She's like, from here on out, any money you make, you will put half of it in a savings account and half of it you can do whatever you want with. But and that was how it was from the time I was 11 until I was 18, making money underneath their house.
Now you tell me that that wasn't something that stuck with you.
It 1,000% stuck with me. I am the best saver ever. And when I met my husband, he was living, he had a great job living paycheck to paycheck because he would just blow his money.
Absolutely.
And I was a single mom with a 3-year-old and I had this huge savings account. And he's like, how do you have this money? Well, because I save.
Nice.
That's amazing. But that was from your mom.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't take a course.
No.
You that was something that you learned at home. And I want to tell you that I had a very similar situation. I made more money when Donna and I started dating, but I had a lot of taxes to pay. And she like made, I don't know, maybe 25% of what I made, but lent me the money to help me out. Yes. Can you believe that? I mean, just you savers are unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was instilled from the time I was 11 years old.
It has to be, kind of.
And that's how you're successful. I mean, I did learn, and, you know.
But you guys were talking before we went on the air. That's probably one of the things that helped you get through COVID, right? Because
absolutely.
So many businesses struggle.
Absolutely. I have a thing with the restaurant that 90% of people pay with credit card.
Yeah.
You know, they do. But the people that do pay with cash, that goes into our savings for play. Like, I put the cash into the savings so we can... For a COVID experience, for whatever experience, I have a cash
fund. The rainy day fund.
For a rainy day fund. I kind of pretend that doesn't exist.
Yep.
And that is where we dig into when things happen, like COVID or snowstorms or things that can shut us down.
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, I love small business, right? And you're a very successful. Have you ever been the same location since 2007, Hoffman?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Started off very small. Started off with like 2,100 square feet, and now I'm at 6,500 square feet.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's the machine.
What gave you the idea? What was that spark?
Well, I worked for a lot of other restaurants in the area, and I was helping them succeed. And I just came home one day, and I said to my husband, I'm like, I've been wanting to do this for so long, and now I feel it's the time. We had both of our kids. We weren't having any more children. My son was 9. My daughter was 3. And he kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And he did put, you know, he was my pessimist about it at first. You know, he was the one that like was trying to put me into check, Jill. You know, 1 out of every 3 restaurants fails. And if you make it, you might not make it after 5 years, blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
and
that drives me even more.
Jim can sit here right now and rattle off all of those statistics off the top of his head. And it's scary.
It is scary.
And I, but there was something much more than that made you do it.
It was. And at the time, Green Bay didn't have a lot of really good restaurants to go to. It was a lot of sports bars, a lot of chains. Right. There wasn't a lot of... And there
nothing
were
original.
Right. And there were diners, but there was nothing like really good for like date nights or celebrations or just girls' nights out, whatever, business meetings. And I said I had a vision, and I'm like... He kind of was like, no. And the more he said no, the more it drove me to want to do it. Anytime somebody says no, I want to prove that I can do it. So I went. And the thing is, this was back in 2007. So it was right before the recession.
Yeah.
And the bank had to, if I would have waited 6 more months, right, I would have been denied a business loan. They wouldn't have. No.
You would have. 2008 was just killer. Yep. And that did so many people in. That was our financial COVID.
Yes. Yes. And that was hard starting up back then.
Can't even imagine.
That was really hard. And that's before, maybe there was Facebook, but I wasn't on Facebook and the business wasn't on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that was before. So what I did is the way for advertising is anybody who walked through our door, tried to get their email address, start up an email contact list, word of mouth. We did all kinds
guerrilla
of events.
Guerrilla marketing.
Yes.
You got to do that because the advertising through radio or TV, God bless it. I've lived my life on the benefits of that, but it can get expensive.
Yes, very expensive, especially for a new business.
And, absolutely.
And it cannot be taken as, it may be discounted, whereas a word of mouth, a referral by someone who went there, that is golden.
Right. And like I said, I have a marketing degree, so I'm outgoing. I'll get out there. I'm not afraid to market my brand. I believe in it. And so we did all these little startup things. Even before we opened, leading up, we did like small business events and would just do one of our dishes so people could taste it, letting them know when we're opening. So
you know what's funny is I'm trying to think who I was talking to. Oh, this lady I was talking to, I met with the other day, and she said, you know, we're talking about this, about small businesses and, you know, the people that make it and don't make it and what the difference is. And she said, you know who you need to talk to is this young lady I'm so unbelievably impressed with named Fanny. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's our Fanny. We've had her on the show.
And we just love her. Jim wants to get her into politics and everything. But she talked about the research
too, Jill,
she
we'll
did.
Get to that.
Same, and it's reminds me a lot of what you did. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, hey, I got this great idea, let's open it.
Yeah.
The background work she did was incredible.
Or it wasn't like the I want to do this in spite of I'm working for these people, I want to go do it myself. I mean, it was more to it than that. I mean, you had a vision for something. You looked at the market.
Yes.
We're missing that niche that you filled.
It was, yes. And now Green Bay has a lot more restaurants. The Green Bay area, we have some great restaurants. You know, I think Play is great, but I think there's a lot of great restaurants out there.
Which is great for our community.
Yes, absolutely. The more the merrier. Like, I'm not afraid of, people are like, oh, do you want this restaurant to come? The more the merrier.
Right.
It makes Green Bay look better.
It does.
It gives us more options. I don't want to be the only one.
Yeah. Hey, so when we talk to businesses and restaurant, but yeah, anything, manufacturing, just tax preparers, all that. Labor, how are you? Because that's tough. I mean, you guys move around a little bit in that industry. And
you do.
We had a guy that came in and talked.
You just got a look in your eye of, oh boy.
Yeah. Jill, there's people that have walked in, you know, right, a business right on the other side of that building, and people just walked right into the kitchen and said, look, I'll pay you, you know, $5 more than you're making right now. And the manager's like, what? And this guy walked right into the kitchen to get it. I mean, that's how aggressive it was for a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the staff, people will jump for 50 cents more somewhere or a dollar more somewhere. I mean, it's a very hard, hard industry to staff, especially the back of the house, meaning the kitchen, because you want talented people. You don't want recycled people that just go from one job to the next to the next to the next.
Reflects on you.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. And so part of
People don't know that guy in the back room, but they sure know you.
Right. Two of my dad's best friends were great restaurant owners in the Green Bay area. Tommy Adamani that owned the Wally Spot.
Oh.
And then Tony Lemieux, who owned Gippers, who's passed away.
Legendaries.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are two staples in this community.
Absolutely. And those are two of my dad's best friends.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And they gave me great advice before I opened. You know, they took me aside, and Tony Lemieux from Gippers told me, you have to make sure your head chef is well paid. He's like, make that a big chunk of your budget, because he or she is the one that is going to make or break you.
Right. Wow.
And you have to have a leader back there. You have to have somebody who you can trust, but somebody you're going to spend a lot of your money on. So I've always made sure that my kitchen staff are very well paid. And we offer full benefits now, too.
Nice.
I was at a place a few weeks ago, and I told the owner, I said, hey, we didn't give him a tip because the meal was on the house. And he said, oh, no, I took care of it. I said, well, that's fine, but we need to give him something, too. He goes, trust me. He said, I'm taking really, really good care of him to make sure he never leaves me. So he said, that's nice of you, and I'll tell him. But trust me, I really took care of him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it sounds like this was that same thing.
Yep.
You can't leave.
Absolutely. So instead of, you know, when you start making profits at Play, instead of like my husband and I taking the profits, we're putting a lot of those profits back into, so we don't have a turnover. So we offer 401k. We offer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We offer health insurance. We offer dental, vision, paid vacation.
That's great. And I really, those employees work hard.
Yes.
And they deserve that.
Absolutely.
And it's like, sometimes they leave not so much for the money, but for what you're just talking about, the benefits, which can be another 30, 35, 40%.
That's fantastic.
That's great you're doing that. Hey, I want to just talk to you about the people that we see. I mean, we don't always see the owner. We don't always see the chef, but the frontline people. And I think, and I've said this a million times, everyone should run for political office and be a waiter or waitress.
Absolutely.
That's where you learn. There's a lot of nice people.
Skills.
You do. You do. And most people are nice, but there's a handful out there.
Oh, yeah. Especially working the front of the house. Yeah.
Right. And they must come back and see you with tears in their eyes, you know? And then you got to say, look, you know, this too shall pass.
But yes. Yes.
All right. We got to send a quick break. This is very enjoyable. Jill Bassett, Play Bistro, the ins and outs of the industry, our small business spotlight for the week. Stick around. Back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm a poor man, son. Can't give but a face that murder him back. But I never, never, never make my baby cry.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 7:20 in the morning. 38 degrees in Green Bay, 43 Appleton, 40 in Oshkosh. Nice morning out there, and we're really enjoying this talk with Jill Bassett, owner of Play Bistro. And again, we like to pull the curtain back to see the real inner workings of restaurants and businesses like yours. And Jim, you know the ins and outs of this.
Yeah, I it's tough. I mean, I think people look at you and, wow, that's awesome. Rolling in money, but
it seems so easy.
People don't see. We're just talking about the size of your restaurant. You said a lot of it is, you know, offices and storage. I think people don't see all that. And,
right.
You know, the vendors, you've got to make sure you got quality food, which you do there. But tell me about, besides it, right, very important person is the head chef who's kind of running the kitchen. Then you got the front office, which, not the front office, the people on the front line, which can turn over a little bit. But you, what do you look for in those frontline people?
Personality. I can teach you technical stuff, but I can't teach personality. So if I'm interviewing someone for a position in the front of the house and they come in and I, you know, you start off small, like, how are you? And if they just give you one word answers, like, good, fine, you know, they look down, the whatever, then you know the personality. But if they're like, oh, I'm great, and, you know, they can carry on a conversation not answering with just one or two words, then I know I have someone. Because I can teach somebody how to do something. I just can't teach personality.
Right. I would agree. And that, you know, we as consumers, I can remember sometimes the person more than what I ate.
Right.
You do. That's the truth. We just talked about something during the break about a place we went to. We couldn't believe how terrible the service was.
And it was expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that. It's $9.
Two strict rules with my servers and my bartenders. I hate when I go into a restaurant and a server or bartender approaches me and they're chomping on gum.
Ooh.
It is. I just went out to eat recently and our server had, I swear she had two pieces of bubble gum in her mouth. It was so like, and she's snapping it and she's chomping on it. And there's absolutely no gum allowed with my servers or my bartenders, and then carrying their phones around.
Yeah.
Like, I just, there's no, you're working for a 5-hour shift. You're working a 4-hour shift. You can go without your phone.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Those are two very strict rules that I have. And those are unnegotiable.
So your restaurant, 2007, that's a long, I mean, that's a long time.
17 years.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. This might be a really basic question, but I mean it from the heart. Do you feel like you've made it?
I feel like we finally made it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that we still don't have to work.
There's landmines out
right,
there.
For example, my husband and I decided we're doing some expansions to Play, and that's going to start in July.
We're
expanding our bar. We're redoing our whole outdoor patio is being redone.
Oh, wow.
Our chef's room is being redone. So, you know, we got to keep up with the Joneses here.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where you are, Jill.
We are in Bellevue.
Yep.
So we are on Hoffman Road. Right. So in between the Holiday Inn and the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
Right between those.
Yeah, that actually is a good way to describe it.
Yes.
It is, because everybody knows Quick Trip. I mean, there's just a
right
few staples there.
Yep.
Got a quick texture. How did you come up with the name?
It's an acronym. It's called Place to Laugh and Eat.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't get that. What?
Place to Laugh and Eat.
Oh.
So it's an acronym. Yes.
Love it.
So my aunt actually helped me with that.
Cool.
We were just talking about like stuff that you've heard your whole life, but you don't really know what it means. Like,
yes.
That's cool. I will share that story many times. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Place.
What advice would you give? Somebody's thinking, hey, man, I've been a waiter. I've been a cook. I've been whatever. I've been a bartender. I want to open my own place. And you have to think, if you're in that field, working at any of those jobs, there might be something in the back of your mind where you think, I could do this. You know, I could.
Yeah.
Advice you'd give to these kind of people?
You have to be willing to give up your nights and weekends. That is the biggest thing. I still hear people saying, I want to open up a restaurant, but I want to do like a breakfast, so I'm done by 2. I don't want to work on weekend. You know, no, this is a nights and weekends job. Yeah. This is a holiday job. I personally don't open on holidays. I believe that my family and my employees' families, they should be with them. But other, you know, a lot of restaurants are open on holidays. The nights and weekends are the biggest thing. I've missed out on a lot.
Imagine.
You know, throughout the years, especially when my kids were growing up and stuff, I made sure I'd never miss out on one of their events. I used to leave play to go to their sporting event or whatever they were in, and then I'd go right back. But you do, it's a lot of hard work. The first several years, I was working 50 to 70 hours a week. No joke. Now, I'm 17 years in. I don't work as many nights anymore. I don't really work the weekends anymore. I have a great staff that can do it.
And you have a good customer base,
yes,
too. I mean, you had to build that up on your own,
yes,
you know? And I mean,
ground zero you did that from,
yes,
right?
Yes. But I have now, I've paid the price for it. I mean, I have, I just had to have a full knee replacement. I've had to have a shoulder replacement. It's a hard job on the body. It is all the tables and chairs you're lifting, the trays you're bringing out throughout the years, the standing. My body has taken, that's another thing. I'm 48 years old and I've had a full knee replacement, have shoulder done. It's crazy.
Wow. I would have never thought about that, but you're right. The physical labor in the restaurant business is more than being the matriarch.
And even just the standing, we were at that concert the other night at Epic. And God bless the glam band. It's the first time I've ever had to leave one of their concerts halfway through because there have been two groups before them, which were really great. And my feet and my ankles and my knees were just killing me by standing on that concrete for four hours.
And we do get in our kitchen. I mean, we have cork up front, so I helped to try to make it better for the back of the staff. And I bring in rugs with padding for our chefs to stand on. So it's like, you know, because standing that long takes a beating.
You don't have to be moving hardly, and it takes beats your body. Get a text here. What is something you learned that you were amazed to know, something you didn't realize when you got started? That's a great question.
Oh, how hard it is to run a business with 60 employees.
Why, you have that many employees?
I have 60 employees, and the scheduling. When you open a business, a small business, you're not like I. When I open Play, I'm not just a restaurant owner. I become a counselor. I become a loan officer. Wow. I become a probation officer. I become everything. I am a mom, a grandma. Like, I mean, the things that you become, you are not just a restaurant owner. You are a lot of things.
And they don't teach you that in business.
They don't teach you that in business.
Yeah, because I think, again, I don't want to stereotype anything, but some of the employees are a little bit younger, and they may have not grown up in the same environment you did. And I've had to say to people, look, EPA, you know, that employee assistance program. I'm not a counselor, but people have issues and everyone does. I think most of us are looking for a job where you can make good money and not have any employees.
Yeah. Absolutely. Trying to deal with a lot of employees, especially when most of them are all part-timers.
Right.
And
right.
Their schedules. And, you know, I have moms that work for me. I have dads that work for me. I have students, but I also have people who are nurses. I have three nurses that work for me.
Wow.
You know, that the common, you know.
Let me ask you this. We've got 2 quick minutes here. Not to put down a generation or anything like that, but like in my day, we were brought up with, well, if you've got a job and if you're going to leave it, boy, you go and you talk to the people, you thank them and all those kind of things. And I've talked to bar owners where it's like it'll be a Friday and somebody doesn't show and it's like, where's so-and-so? No idea. And they never hear from them again.
Oh, that has happened countless times.
Really?
And the stress that puts on me, the stress that puts on your fellow coworkers. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do in a restaurant situation, in any job, is especially like on a Friday night where restaurant is the busiest night of the week and you don't show up for your shift. What that does to the entire industry of that, the company that day is such a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Right down to the customer. It's horrible.
All right. But you see that these days, don't you? But don't you, not to sound like we're old people, and you're definitely not, but our generation, with our parents, you would not allow that.
No,
you'd write, if you did
no,
that.
You'd give a 2-week notice. You would thank them.
Absolutely.
And it was a written one.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Keyword there is parents. Tell me, we just got another minute. Tell me a little bit more. What's hours?
Hours. We are open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Closed on Sundays and closed on all major holidays. And
beautiful. I think it's great you do that.
Me too. And great food. And you could also do some smaller events as well.
Yep, we can do smaller catering events, pickup orders.
Graduations.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, you do a great job.
Joe Bassett, Play Bistro, congratulations on 17 fantastic years.
Yeah.
Love hearing your stories. All the respect to the world for the people that have the courage to do what you've done.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You bet. Keep it rocking. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back with more right after this.
Crazy.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI has an 18-year-old from Idaho under arrest on charges he was planning to attack local churches. Agents say Alexander Mercurio was inspired by the ISIS strike at a Russian concert hall last month. His arrest coming at the last possible minute, says former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett.
Typically in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack. And the FBI, apparently through an informant, actually did that.
Today is sentencing day for James and Jennifer Crumbly, parents of the Michigan mass shooter who killed four fellow students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors are recommending between 10 and 15 years behind bars. The parents charged with involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the killings. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to make its final decision on absolute immunity for Donald Trump and his election interference case. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. President Biden says student loan debt is crippling too many Americans and hurting the U.S. economy.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Biden in Madison Monday announcing new steps that could benefit 25 million Americans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 39. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 68. It's going to be cloudy, showery, and a bit cooler Thursday with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge, and there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we work together. Together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Very special guest, Jill Bassett, joined us there from Play Bistro. That was fantastic. Talking about the ins and outs of that business and the pitfalls and the dangers and the problems and the everyday things you go through. And I have all the respect in the world for the folks that do that. And by the way, tonight I'll be wandering around Green Bay International Food Night tonight. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I think there's seven restaurants in that or eight.
Yeah. I think we're taking the trolley.
No, they're walkable, no? Johnny. No, we're going to walk. We're going to walk. It's good exercise. We burn off a few calories and go to the next one. That Jill is, she's interesting. She's got the right attitude, though. I would work for her.
I mean, I like some of these comments.
Yeah. She
loan officer? Yep. Some employees are not afraid to ask for that. Got this one. Love the name and the food. Best staff around. Got another texture. Yeah. Play has been around 17 years.
I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
I was surprised when she said that.
But she said she started when she was 30. She started a business at 30.
Yeah. Yeah. When are we starting ours?
I don't know.
70?
It's 31.
Well, you were 31 when you started your business?
I think 30 is, like, if you can't go back in time, but the older I get, I think that 31, 32, you're pretty well established, like she said. You know, you kind of know what you're going to have for a family. You really know what your strengths are and kind of what your weaknesses are. And that's the time, because if it doesn't work, and most of them don't, right? 2 out of 3 restaurants, I think it's even higher than that, but she said 2 out of 3 don't work. They fail. You got time to regroup.
What's the secret? There's got to be one. I mean, she brought up a lot of great points, but do you know of one? And I mean, you've studied this, you've taught these classes, you've done it yourself. What is like the one thing that will just kill you?
Yeah.
Is there one?
Well, kill you is, well, there's a lot. Yeah. I think what,
Is there one cardinal mortal sin?
I think if you don't work, it's reflective. Your employees see that. He's never here. She's never here. Or,
I know in the bar business, that's a big thing.
Oh, and employees, you know, God bless employees, but they do steal. I mean, and it's not like they steal money, Johnny, but, you know, food, discounts, free drinks, you know, pennies make dollars.
Yeah.
And, you know, she obviously grew up, so did you. I mean, in that world where, you know, you save money, and I'll give her a lot of credit that she didn't take on investors. She went to the bank. I mean, that's cool to do that. You know, I brought a couple investors in with my deal. But, I just give her a lot of credit for that. And what I'm glad to hear, I felt bad when she was talking about her knee replacement. I mean, she's young.
Oh, yeah.
Shoulder replacement, but it's all carrying trays.
I could see that.
Me too.
Absolutely.
I never really thought about that. I kind of drove a desk.
And generally really hard surfaces,
right?
Because something's going to spill every night.
Right.
You got to be able to clean it up easy enough.
But what I wanted to say was, I'm really glad that she's starting to not throttle back, but they're taking a vacation finally.
Yeah.
And they deserve that, you know, her and her husband. So,
yeah. But you'd have to think, if you run a business like that and that's your lifeblood, even when you're away from it, you're not too far away from it.
No.
Mentally.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you're always thinking about it and checking in. And
somebody else said this too, but I always said that, you know, remember when I sold my business, it is like having another kid.
I believe
you really want it to grow.
You
want it to be respected. You want it to be successful, just like you do with your kids. And you put, I don't know, as much time into that as you do to your kids, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so rewarding. I mean, I absolutely love the entrepreneur, and that's what this country was built on. And she seems like she's, you know, 6,500 square feet. That's a big place for a restaurant. But I think she's in her groove. I think she is, I don't know what her exit plan is. I didn't ask her that. She's still young, but she's got a good thing going there.
So what do you think of my dream?
John, what now?
The one about with Don.
He's like that turtle, that drizzle, drizzle, drizzle drone. Remember that show?
Nope.
I talked about that.
Mm.
Do you remember that, Todd, that turtle?
No, but we did come up with the show title at one point.
It was Mr. Wizard. And the turtle would, I think, want to be an astronaut. And he would go talk to the wizard. And the wizard's like, okay, I'm not sure about that. He'd go out, and he'd like 20 minutes into the show, he'd find himself, 22 minutes into the show, he would get in trouble, you know, things would start, the wheels start falling off, or you get run out of oxygen or something, and then the wizard would bring him back. And he did that every week. He tried something new every week. So what would you like to try?
Are you through now?
Mr. Turtle.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, I want to hear it. I just wanted to reference my point of view with you.
So you know Dom works for Ryan Funeral Home.
Yes.
Okay. I want him to own his own funeral home called Mino and Sons. Okay. And here's what I want. I want to run the hospitality room. I want to have a full bar, have snacks, hors d'oeuvres, little sandwiches without crusts on them, little things like that. Because when people are having, after the funeral, you know, they want, and the big thing, come in and have a drink, relax. And I want to run that.
Okay. That happens right now.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
Where? Tell me where.
Any place. They cater it.
No, I don't think they do. I don't think so.
People go to the Northland after.
They won't have to go to the Northland afterwards.
It's right there.
They can stay right there. Yeah. My place. Johnny's place.
Yeah.
What?
It's just, with people go out.
They would, I think they wouldn't do that. Quick poll.
What are you going to do?
Do you think that's a great idea or not? I really and truly want to do this. I want him to have his own funeral home.
And then you're going to
I want to run the hospitality room.
You better, I don't know, you can't hope people die, but that, what if you're empty for a week or two?
I'll take the week off.
What? And the bank, I totally understand. Oh, don't worry, John. Don't pay your mortgage. We're good. Electricity bill, don't worry about it. Insurance, don't worry about it. John, those bills come, those are called fixed expenses. And they are there no matter if you sell a lot or nothing. And people need to really understand fixed expenses. Not variable, get the food when you have a party. I get that.
Fixed expenses. We will accept tips.
Okay. John, I think there's something better for you.
No, and I want to do this.
You have a great personality. Very outgoing, funny. Does that really fit with
a funeral?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I know you want to lift their spirits.
Right.
But I don't know that they want to sit around and talk sports and jokes. I think they want to talk about their deceased loved
one. I can do that.
Yeah, you're not as good at that.
Todd.
I think isn't there room for both?
Yes.
Like, I've gone to funerals before.
Yeah.
I don't like standing around talking about sad stuff.
But if you can go and have a glass of wine. Let's have one on Uncle Harry here.
Then go to
what did Uncle Harry used to drink? He used to drink Harvey Wallbangers. Johnny, yeah. Do you know how to make a Harvey Wallbanger? I make the best Harvey Wallbanger in town.
I would say you could, you want to have a niche when you have a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And I would just have an after funeral restaurant. And then everybody goes to Mino and Sons after a funeral. I mean, everybody
does.
But
why not be at the exact same location so they don't have to drive?
One is you have to have the funeral there, and there's, seven, eight funeral homes in Green Bay?
There's room for one more.
Yeah, I don't.
I think this is a really good idea.
You don't have a business plan. This is just conceptual.
It's conceptual right now.
I know.
I mean, right now it's conceptual.
You start putting numbers to that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll help you. Drop the business plan.
Okay.
But I'm not.
I want texters to help me on this. Great idea. Yes or no?
Mino and Sons, a funeral home with a built-in restaurant bar.
Called Johnny's Place.
Well, no, it's. Why don't you just open up Johnny's Place?
Here's the idea, right? Couldn't Johnny's Place be open on non-funeral days too?
Yeah.
I would not go.
Absolutely. Good point.
Okay. I just want to say that if I'm going on date night or if I'm having a business meeting, I am not going to have it at a funeral home.
Why not?
Because I just think the ambiance would not be conducive.
We'll have some of those sliding doors. You can close those doors.
Yep.
Just saying.
Take out the body, put in a buffet table. I mean, I'm just saying.
And you would have, like, coffins would be the buffet, like the salad bar.
Listen, could do some interesting things. I could make some stuff.
Yeah, you could.
I could get creative.
I think you have it in you to have a business.
Right.
I really do.
Thank you.
But I don't think that's it. But I will support you, not financially, but spiritually.
Tell you what you can do with your spirituality. Yeah, right. And what you can do with your cash. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's my dream.
I think that's cool that you want to go into business with your son.
Yeah.
I was hoping my daughters would have liked to go in, but it wasn't their thing. They didn't like business. They wanted more different fields of opportunity.
I know. I'd be really disappointed if I was you. I mean, a doctor and geez. What loser kids you've got?
No, I'm not saying that.
Can you imagine growing up in this house, never making dad happy?
No. I'm going to be a doctor. Yeah, but you know what I think you really should do?
You can sell these neck strips.
Neck strips.
Yeah, right. That's what I made.
Here's what you need to do. Go around to beauty shops and sell these neck strips. What's a neck strip? It's where, say the hairs don't go down your neck. Well, don't they just use toilet paper or something? No, everybody thinks
ours
that.
Has extra wet strength.
I invented my own. Right. So much better. You can't believe this.
Yeah, no, they just...
Did you come up with the terminology wet strength, by the way? I wanted to ask you about that.
No.
Or is that a...
That's an industry thing. Wet strength. The wet strength is an industry term.
So you didn't invent this thing.
Okay, just wait.
Okay.
Invent is like
subjective.
You're the one who told me that George Washington Carver invented the peanut.
I never told you that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say
he, yes, he did. And I said, Johnny, he was walking by a pile of garbage and saw a peanut growing. That's how he discovered and made it into more uses. But George Washington Carver did not. And you told me that. You find that tape. It's probably
Todd,
6 months ago.
Did I ever say he invented the peanut?
This Todd? Must have been before I was even part of the show.
You know what?
So
it could have been. It could have been.
Because I don't remember this conversation.
No.
Ever.
Yep.
No. I never would have said some guy invented a peanut. No.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to
the... He did a lot
of
things. I think he invented peanut butter.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he did.
I think he did.
No, I think he found the nutritional value of peanuts. That's what he did.
Yeah. And they basically made peanut... They made peanut... Okay.
No.
They had George Washington Carver peanut brittle, peanut bars.
No.
Peanut butter cups.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
And then he sold out to Planters.
Marcellus Gilmore Edson, Canadian chemist and pharmacist, created... Peanut paste, which eventually became peanut butter.
Right. Okay. Okay. Google George Washington Carver. And George Washington Carver did not invent end-use products. He, again, this is fourth grade stuff, right? Mm. I remember reading that.
What?
That book.
Great.
Didn't you have to research like somebody?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And mine was George Washington Carver.
All right. I was a big Paul Revere guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Big fan of Paul Revere.
I think most people are.
Yeah. Did you ever watch
no.
Johnny Tremaine?
No.
Never saw that movie? Mm-hmm. How could you not have seen that movie? That was such a good movie. It was Walt Disney movie. Remember they have Saturday night or Sunday night movies? Walt Disney movies, the greatest thing in the world. They have that pelican come on, that peacock come on. The wide world of color.
Yeah,
we had black
that.
And white, but it was still.
We had color, but yeah.
You had color.
Yeah.
You had color. You had a Shetland pony. You had a pool table. You had two fireplaces. You had a dirt bike, and you had color TV.
Okay, but what...
Tell me again how hard your life was.
No, you're much
no wonder
more
you
successful
didn't have to, no wonder you didn't have to go to the dump to watch the Bears.
That's exactly
and
right.
Shoot rats.
We didn't have time.
Wow.
Ah, whatever. Let's move on.
Do you want to have a list, just a real quick list of Dr. George Washington Carver's work with peanuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Salted peanuts, peanut butter.
Ah!
Really?
Well.
Butter from peanut milk, breakfast food, pancake flour,
no,
peanut flour.
Well.
No, I don't think so.
Check
Todd,
out the big brain on
Todd, are those spinoffs of his
research? These
are
all products.
No,
are all
that
products.
He personally, no.
Yeah.
Those are all products.
Yes.
What did you get that book report? C-. Didn't show that one to mom, did you?
Wow. Okay, I thought.
Peanut brittle?
I told you that. Remember, I just said that peanut brittle.
Yep.
No, I think that came
peanut flakes
out of his research. I don't really think George Washington Carver did that.
Well, I guess
below
is
a list of some of his peanut products.
Okay.
Okay.
Peanut chocolate fudge.
Yep.
What year was that?
I don't have the years.
Yeah. You always dispute me, and then you get proven wrong, and you still won't believe.
That is true.
I mean, if you can't believe Todd, then you've got a serious issue with humanity.
Todd is
the most truthful person on the face of the earth.
I agree that the list of his products.
Yeah.
I think that's worded wrong. I think it's not. What came from his research.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not that.
Okay,
really, he's got patents on those? I don't think so.
I'm not saying he has patents on them.
He invented them, though. He worked with the peanuts so much, he came up with those things. I'm telling you this. You don't... Well, you get it in your head, and it's like
nobody can
convince you.
That's the problem with
you.
Me. I mean, yeah. If I had something in my head, and people say it's not a good idea, I will keep looking until I find someone who says it is. And I was like, this guy knows what he's talking
about. No wonder those city council meetings went so late.
Right?
Holy cow. Are you kidding?
12 people had to go through.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. You're right. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll throw it back a little bit on George Washington.
We've got some very interesting people coming up, too.
We do.
Jill was fantastic from Play Bistro. She was wonderful. Big Wayne was great today talking about the eclipse and the thing. We've got a great author. She's going to be coming up. Stacey Ryan. We're going to get her on a little early. As a matter of fact, we can do that. Stacey's here.
Oh, cool.
And it's a great book. You got to read, I mean, right from the heart. She wrote this book from the heart. Then Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, Dufek Wood Products, and the Guinness Book of World Records. We still got that to talk
Love
about.
Love that. And I just wanted one more plug. Play Bistro, how great that was. And then there's 8 restaurants tonight.
Tonight we'll talk about
tour.
That.
Okay.
And Todd, how did I do on my poll as far as like good idea or not?
What's that?
Johnny's Place at the...
Thumbs down. Sorry.
No. I told
Thumbs
you.
Down.
Really?
Yeah.
Saved you a lot of money, Johnny.
Really?
Yep. Hands down.
Wow.
Go shoot a rat in the dump.
You know, take you to the dump. Let the bears forage on you. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, Civic Media app. Still nice out there, 38 in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 40 degrees in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available is guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best in your home. And right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right, zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment or interest. Check it out, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Time to bring in another very special guest. We've got some great guests today, and Stacy Ryan is here. And Stacy, I'm not even just going to call you an author because you got about nine other things that you've devoted your life to, so let's just take it from the beginning. How you doing, Stacy?
I am fantastic. It's like we just said before we went on air, it's springtime and we're not going backwards.
No, nope. Yeah. Feels like spring out there this morning.
Yeah.
And yes. That you have learned, maybe in a different, you're a very optimistic person. You've gone through a lot.
Yeah. You know, I think I've always been this glass half full person. Cool. My whole life, just that's my personality, but it is 100% enhanced in the last couple of years. And it's the simple things that I truly take, like, just enjoy it, you know?
We talk here about sometimes people, like, life's tough. And yeah. You've gone through things that, you know, I won't wish on anyone. And we're going to get to that in your book. But people really need to start their day with that gratitude list because it's not too bad out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the gratitude list can be simple, like I said. If the sun is shining.
Right.
The end. Like, it really can start from that simple thing. Or
clean glass of water, right?
Yeah. I mean, right?
We just don't think like that around here.
Right. It's all smile. Like, you know, all these little things from when you go out and about and that you've read this before or heard this before, but, you know, kind of walking around with a smile on your own face. Otherwise, people look grumpy and maybe they're not, but, you know, just... It helps your own mood for sure.
Absolutely. No question about
it. So you wrote a book.
I did.
And the impetus to write that book was not a great situation that you...
Actually, let me just read the first sentence and then take it from there, just to give you a little more background. So you know
this is new. Cool.
I did Iron Man at age 36.
Yep.
Survived cancer at age 45. Became a widow at age 52. Now I'm a published author, podcaster, writing and talking about my life, love, and loss. I share my experiences and what I do to find purpose. If it helps even one person in this universe, then my heart will be full. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I had an amazing 30 years with an amazing person. My husband and I met in 1990 and had a simple, but adventurous and fun life. And in our 30s, I'm actually writing book two right now, which is about that time in my life when I was doing Ironman and crazy things like that. And I'm realizing now in my future self how doing those things back then helped give me the strength to survive cancer and then go through what I went through with my husband. But in 2019, at the end of 2019, my husband didn't feel well and, like, you know, went to the doctor. And within weeks, we found ourselves in this ugly doctor's office that was dark and dreary. At least that's what it felt like, with all these doctors coming in and said, you have colon cancer that has already metastasized to your liver. So it was like 100 miles an hour from that moment. And like, those are the moments where, like, I have goosebumps right now, just because those are things that you will never forget. Mm-hmm. And I've worked really hard on, you know, not having that in the forefront of my brain. But during that time, as he went through treatment and a few months later, we found out that unfortunately there was nothing more. The cancer treatments weren't working. We did a trial that didn't work. And it was at that point where we had to make this decision that, all right, we're going to live the best life that we have left. And it was about 6 months of that. And during that time, so it's 2020 and it's COVID. So there was a whole nother challenge for us, because people really couldn't come and see us.
Yeah.
I mean, we had driveway wave-bys and all these things. And my gosh, masked up, because everyone, it was so scary back then. And I journaled a lot through that process. One, to communicate to friends and family what was going on in our lives, because I wanted to know. We are blessed with hundreds of friends and amazing family. And I wanted to know how John was doing, how I was doing. So I would journal all these thoughts, and I would journal what was going on in our life. And somehow they would respond like, Stacey, wow, with everything that's going on, you have so much inspiration in your voice and in your tone. Like, okay, whatever. Anyway, so...
Were you faking it?
I was digging deep for it.
Okay.
So it's kind of my personality, but I think I dug really deep for that. And plus, it helped me get through those days. You know, as soon as you kind of tumble down that negative route...
Yeah.
You know, I needed...
Tough climb out.
Right. Mm-hmm. I needed as much positive energy to help my husband get through what he was going through.
Right.
I was his caregiver. And so that took a ton of strength. So my husband passed away on December 10th of 2020. And the following couple of weeks and months, I continued to journal my thoughts and share them with friends. At that point, they were, again, saying things like, wow, Stacey, for what you've gone through, you are so inspiring. You're making me feel like I want to be a better person. You need to write a book. I'm like, I've never done.
How do you write a book?
Right? Like, this is not my background. This is not anything I've ever done before.
And there is no, you know, paint by numbers type way of doing it. Trust me, I've done it. It's, nope, everyone's an adventure like you can't believe.
Right?
Yep.
And... 2021, you guys, I journaled a lot. My thoughts, they were very raw, ugly thoughts. So that's where it kind of got started, journaling all my thoughts, which are actually in the book. So
the title of your book is the 46
Days.
And those were the 46 days after John died? Well, you took that time off?
Or? It was 2 months after my husband passed away.
Okay.
I needed to get away.
All right.
And I was gone for 46 days.
All right, then. We'll hear
that
all about
is
that.
A very
oh, my gosh. This is an amazing song. Wow. Don't stop believing.
Right. We're going to talk about those 46
yeah.
days and what people should and could do. So, all right. We're going to be right back.
Good stuff. Stacey Ryan, author, and could probably come up with a whole bunch of other things that you do and have done or whatever. But we'll just go with author for right now. How's that?
All right.
This is great, Stacey. Thanks for sharing this. We're coming right back with Stacey Ryan. More right after this.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.